Hi, Ryan. And Trunkcat's also here, meow.
Hi, Trunkcat. Meow. Hi, Ryan. Good to see you guys this morning.
We have our
welcome.
Lee.
Hi, Marty.
Morning, Marty.
Hi, Mr. A.
Mr. A. Oh, we're just still waiting for Mr. Tuttles.
Oh, I think he's...
Hey, Don.
Hi, Don. He's got a dentist appointment, I think, this morning.
Yeah.
Wishing him good luck. Good wishes. Oh, come on.
Hey, Samantha.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Omance Podcast Show with Tina Joyner, coming to you live from across the United States of America. From the Pacific Northwest down to the Southern states and back up to a little bit of heaven in Colorado.
Hey, that guy.
Hey, that guy. Good to see you, that guy. Hi, Don. Hi, Samantha. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. A. Hi, Marty. Hi, Trunkcat. Hi, Eric. Hi, Ralph. Hi, Dina Jo.
Hi, Tom.
Good to see everybody. Thank you all for coming into the live show that we have here every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. It's good to see you. Welcome to come in. Hit that follow button if you're new to the show. Help us reach 2,100 followers.
Oh, yes.
We are just a handful of followers away from 2,100.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to us on the download through any of your downloading platforms, thank you for downloading the show. You can also follow us that way. And if you're listening to us later on the WESN on the replay at 11 a.m. Pacific time, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Today is Wednesday, right? Wednesday, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Wednesday. So it is. Well, that's it. Right.
Yeah, hump day.
Show's over. You know how it is when you wake up. You know how it is when you wake up.
Well, we're in the home stretch.
Yes. We rounded the corner. You know how you wake up, you always got this, you know, something's on your mind and you just go, wow, what's going on? You know, and you're thinking about something and, you know, and it's like, well, this morning, you know, I got up and prime numbers and encryptions was on my mind. And, you know, when you take two prime numbers and multiply them together, you get a resulting number, which is the key public key. How come we can't just find all the possible prime number combinations and their outputs to quickly figure out the inputs for public keys?
What in the world are you talking about? What is he talking about? I have no clue what you're talking about. Like, what in the world are you talking about? A key and numbers and fine. What? You woke up thinking me? All righty.
No, that was the response I was hoping for.
I was like, dang, all right.
Thank you. Thank you, Dina Jo. Thank you.
You're welcome. That guy understood me, but okay. You knew what you were talking about.
I wasn't able to say it.
He's masturbating himself? He's confusing me.
I wasn't able to say it as clearly as I had hoped. I needed to practice it a couple more times, but I found it like right at the last minute before the show was starting. That was
There's
funny.
No masturbating in public.
Stop that. Stop it. I did find something that I thought was kind of interesting, and it's the six. Well, they say 16, but I'm not going to go through 16. But these are the quirky traits that we didn't know that we inherited because of our DNA. Yeah, so they say.
Oh.
So they say. Mm. And one of the ones is our tolerance for pain. That's
a Patriot's voice. Good to see you.
That's kind of dictated in our.
I forgot, Chris. Hi. DNA.
Now, I don't, hi, Forgiven Tunes, good to see you. Now, I don't believe this. It says, if you're a redhead, you didn't just get your ginger looks from your parents. You also got this inherited trait.
an ability to withstand stinging pain better than blondes and brunettes. Now, redheads. Now, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Huh. I've heard that before. I think I've heard that
before. Have you really? Huh.
Something about redheads. Yeah. I don't know. The only redhead I know is Tuttle's wife. Who else has a redhead?
Really? Oh,
I don't really know any redheads. You know, there's some very pink, you know, the light, that like strawberry blonde. They're just, the real, real light redheads. And then there's the real dark. I don't think I really know. Do you know?
That guy says if you're a redhead, you get your power from the devil.
Oh, no.
Ryan says he's a blonde. Ryan says, I'm a blonde and my sister is a redhead. So, Ryan, is she more tolerant to pain than you are? That's the question. Yeah.
Do you know, growing up, when you...
Mr. Blonde.
Pulled her hair. Did she just turn around and sock you? Or did she...
Yeah, I just didn't think there was any validity to that. I don't know.
I don't know.
And it's only 2%.
I think there's stuff that has to do with your DNA that's all... Yeah, it's... kind of weird like that. I would think so.
In other research, however, it suggests that the world...
Oh, sweetheart. Okay.
it suggests that the 2% of redheads are more sensitive to cold and less responsive to injected forms of anesthesia. Huh.
What? Redheads again?
Redheads again. Yeah, this is still under redheads. Interesting. Okay.
Well,
I know my mom didn't like redheads. I don't know why. I never asked her.
She just
didn't like people with red hair.
Against red hair, huh?
Yeah, she just didn't like people with redheads. Yeah, she just didn't like them. Oh, she goes, I don't like that person. Why don't you like that person, mom? They got red hair. Well, what does that have to do? I just don't like them. Oh, okay, whatever, mom. Did you know our ability, the facial expressions that we make, the distinctive facial expressions that we make come from our DNA? Yeah. DNA. That's what they say.
Because, I mean, that's where you get your looks from, right? Yeah. Your parents, you kind of sometimes tend to look. There's some kids that looks just so much like their parents or their brothers and sisters. You know that they're a family. And then there's others like my family. Well, I guess some of us, we kind of look alike. I don't know.
Ava. Good grief. That last picture you showed me of Ava, I looked at her.
So don't you think that's strange? Because she's my granddaughter.
Yeah, but your DNA is still there.
See, that's what I'm saying. So it is. So yeah, the DNA, I think that's strange because that would, that would come into play.
There's a picture. You have a picture of you. Younger, it was one of your first pictures you used as a profile picture for Podbeam. You have a white t-shirt on. I don't know.
When I was younger, it was 2 years ago.
Well, no, the picture. I don't know old you were. I think you were younger in the picture. Yeah.
No. Yeah, and I'm wearing a white t-shirt, and it says something about it was the guy who I had his bees.
I think you're right. Anyway, my point being, that look on your face in that picture is almost identical to the look that Ava has on her face in the recent picture you sent me of her.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Now I can see. Yeah, that little kind of smirk.
Yes. That little look, that little smile, and that, and I go, "Oh my God, that is Grandma Gigi right there!"
Isn't that funny? Because we're born on the same day.
That's right. She is July 6th.
Yeah, she's like my little soul baby, and you say that, you know, and so that's just kind of cool that it can go down that far. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, not only are the physical looks like that, but the expressions that you
Your
have,
expressions, yes,
like that Emmanuel, serious welcome. Look, that, Hi, that TJ serious Stevens. Look that you Show, can give, to, that serious yes. look that you can give to your kids is the same look that mom gave to you. It's something about our expressions, you know, are similar.
Some of that
to
would be learned, parents. And then some of it is just in you.
Yeah, interesting. Huh? Yeah, They say that a love of or hatred for the gym is inherited. If you love to work out.
I don't know about that.
Now, see, I don't know about that either. I don't know about that. Because
I can tell you what, I love it. I do. Mm-hmm. I really do love it. But I don't know anybody in my family.
Genealogy?
That ever liked working out. Or ever, you know, like that they were no, you know, that they did that. It was something that they did. I'm the weird guy. Hi, TJ
Stevens. Yeah, I don't know.
Hi, Maverick. Good to see you.
Good to see everybody. Thanks for joining the show. I think that's
the Whiskey Brothers podcast by looking at their profile.
It could be.
Haven't seen them in here in a long time.
No. They say that
good to see them again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say whether you're an early bird or a night owl is part of your DNA.
Hey, Lou.
If you're inherited.
Hey, Chris. Hi, sweet good Jesus. And hi, Lou.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one either.
Yeah,
early to bed, early to rise. You know,
some of them I think are taught, which would be by our parents either way, right? And then the other ones are like you're saying, like the DNA makes total sense.
Well, this is interesting. It says researchers used data from nearly 700,000 people who had shared their information with genetic companies. They found more than 351 spots on the GENOME. I thought that was gnome. GENOME. I think it's something on the on your DNA that influenced our waking and sleeping habits. GENOME.
Genome.
I don't know. Yeah, that's it, DMAC. Yeah, what does that mean? I have no idea. Let's see. Let's click it. Let's see. No, it's not. Now we're really talking big words. No. We don't want any big words. Anyway. What's the next? Oh, your Java, your coffee obsession, they're saying, is part of your DNA. Now, that could be. Oh, she says that's a word meaning genealogy.
Okay.
Now, see, your coffee obsession, that could be because, I mean, my parents, they were coffee drinkers. Hmm. Man, they loved themselves some Java.
My dad, yes. My mom, no.
Hmm.
But her parents, yes. So yeah. I don't know. Strange.
Sweaty hands.
Oh, sweaty hands.
Sweaty hands are inherited.
Hi, Area 81. I'm glad I don't have no sweaty hands.
I don't think I have sweaty hands either. Insomnia. That's another trait that's inherited. Let's see. Whether a diet works for you. Now, I don't know about that.
No.
A diet ain't going to work for you. It's in the genes. That's,
you can just blame it on something. I think you have to have gumption. You have to get out there and go do it.
Yeah. Everybody's
like
trying to find.
People would say.
Everybody's trying to find that big weight loss.
Good morning.
Big weight loss formula, you know.
What's the easy way to do it? What pill can I pop? What can I still do and sit on my butt and not have to exercise?
Yeah.
Sorry, but you got to have to exercise. And the earlier you get in the habit of doing it when you're younger, it's not as hard when you're older. If you start when you're older, it's going to be tough. So
I studied martial arts when I was in my 20s. And I remember going to the our instructor. We became very good friends.
Hi, Mom, Tracy, 81.
And he said, "I want to help." I told him, I said, "I want to lose some weight." And he goes, "Well, I'll help you lose some weight." I go, "Okay." So you know, as we go on, you know, we're working out and all this and that. And then he comes up to me one day and he goes, "So what'd you eat before you came to the workout tonight?" I go, "I had a couple of tuna sandwiches." And he stopped me. He goes, "Why'd you have a couple?"
Yeah.
He goes, you want to lose weight? It's easy. Instead of eating two, eat one. He goes, now you've cut your calorie intake in half.
Yeah.
And right then it clicked in my head. I went, you know, it really is that simple. You know, if you want to cut your calorie intake, instead of eating half a pizza, eat a quarter of a pizza. Now you've cut your calorie intake in half. Now you say, well, what do you know about losing weight, old man? Because I'm a fat old man. I've lost more weight in my life.
I'm a fat old man.
I've probably lost two people in my lifetime losing weight. And the best thing that ever happened, I mean, the best way for me to do it was I just cut my calorie intake. And then you take on top of the one time when I lost a lot of weight really fast, I went from like 350 to 185 pounds in 6 months. And it's like, how did you do that? Well, I cut my calorie intake and I started walking and then walking, jogging, running. I just did that. And the weight came off me so fast that my mom, who was a registered nurse, I went down to see her and she looks at me and she was concerned that I had cancer or something. She goes, are you okay? Are you all right? Do you need to go to the doctor? I mean, are you? I said, no, mom, I've just lost some weight. And she goes, you've lost way too much weight too fast. You look sick. You look sick. You look like you're dying. Yeah. So yeah. You want to know how to lose weight? Talk to a fat guy. We know all the secrets. I lose it. I put it back on. I lose it. I put it back on. Lose it. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, but anyway, I digress. Oh, here's something that they say is in your DNA, Dina Jo. How aggressive you were as a toddler.
Aggressive. Aggressive. Be aggressive. Aggressive. That's what I say before I go into Costco. I pump myself up. I go, be aggressive. Be aggressive. Get that coleslaw. Get that coleslaw. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I do kind of say that. Our Costco's crazy.
Oh my gosh. If your terrible twos were a little more intense than normal, it may have been your parents' fault.
Blame it on your parents.
Yeah. Not because of their iffy parenting skills.
Because they were rotten to you. Is that what they're saying? They were rotten and they passed it on to you.
According to research published in the Psychology Medicine, frustratingly aggressive behaviors like hitting, biting, and kicking in early childhood have more to do with genetics than environmental factors.
I'm moonshine Cajun.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, going back to one of the oldest books on the planet, the Bible, doesn't it say something about the sins are passed on from generations to generations? So if your parent was an awful, terrible twos, so this out they're saying the same thing. Then you're
that's
an awful,
kind of what they're saying
twos.
Here. Yeah, yeah. Your parents kind were aggressive, terrible twos.
Then you are.
You're going to be a terrible two too.
So it's going to be passed on.
Speaking of which, this Friday, the 29th, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric become a terrible two.
Yeah,
our 2 year, our 2 year birthday. We are pod bean toddlers. Ain't that something? let's see. What else is there? Oh, how trusting you are. They say that's a genetic trait. How trusting you are.
Huh.
Your ability to smell asparagus pee. That's in your DNA.
Well, yeah. Remember we were talking about that and some people like, I don't smell nothing. It doesn't happen to me. I don't know. Say something.
All right. I mean, I don't smell. Doesn't smell when I eat asparagus, but that doesn't mean.
My pee doesn't smell like asparagus.
That doesn't mean I don't smell other people. I ain't going to go around. Hey, did you eat asparagus
today? Can I smell
today?
Your pee, please?
Yeah. Can I smell your pee for a minute?
Wait, don't flush. I need to go into that bathroom. Oh, McDonald's had a farm. Hey, hang in there, buddy. Everything's going to be okay. We're going to make you laugh. We're talking
McDonald's.
About smelly pee. Smelly pee. Smelly
Ralph
pee.
Ralph says his pee smells like coffee.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's better than the smell of asparagus.
Dark roast or light roast, Ralph? That's what I want to know. Dark roast or light roast?
Hey, Tuttles.
I would have to be dark roast, I would think.
Yeah. Whether you have a sweet tooth or not is genetic, they say.
Huh. And a lot of it, I think, like, again, you're learned. It's a learned thing that you learn from watching whoever you grow up with.
Your parents, you know, your parents could have a real strong sweet tooth in that, but if they decide they're not going to eat pastries and have cakes and all that in their house, you're not exposed to it. How do you develop a sweet tooth?
Exactly. Yeah,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say your perspective, whether you're a half glass full or half glass empty person, your perspective is based on genetics. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think that's a learned trait too. That's developed. I don't know.
And that guy in chat also mentions, like, if you're a diabetic, it's going to have a really distinct smell, but I don't know if it's supposed to be a sweet smell or what kind of smell it's supposed to be. But if anybody would know, we know Grammy would probably know.
Oh, but that's good to know. I had no idea. I mean, what if that happens to somebody someday and you're like, what the heck's wrong?
Exactly. Because that would probably be a warning sign you don't want to ignore.
Hi, Rockin' Out. Exactly.
I'll tell you what. Let me disconnect. Let me take the mic and go in there. Grammy's asleep, and then we go in and ask
Grammy.
Let me go ask her for.
She's gonna sock you in the nose, man. She's gonna sock you good.
Yeah, Ralph.
Wait,
no.
Let's do it. Come on, do it.
No.
Well, I think Grammy's gonna be on the Friday show, anyways.
Yes, she will. We'll have to ask her.
We are not going to ask Grammy about her pee if it stinks on Friday, folks.
Well, and besides Friday being our Plug Your Podcast Friday day and the second anniversary, of course, we're looking forward to Ralph and Shannon's birthdays. Hey, Raccoon yes. 6.
Ralph's birthday is the next day, the 30th.
It's his week. Ralph, you should be celebrating.
Well,
I've never done that.
We're not on Saturdays and Sundays, unfortunately.
No, fortunately.
Yeah.
That's too much. 7 days a week is too much. Hey, speaking of birthdays, do any of you people think to send your mom flowers?
I was just going to say, Ralph, I've always told my kids this, that you need to give your mom, buy her a card, send her a little something, give her a little something.
Take her flowers.
I always think because that mom carried you in her belly and all that pain of walking around, back aching, going through labor.
And then she popped you out of her lady parts.
Exactly. So she deserves something. But I still haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, you haven't.
Well, Sunday, May 8th is Mother's Day.
May 8th is Mother's Day. Thanks, Eric.
Oh, Mother's Day is good enough. You should know. You don't have to get something on my birthday, too. Yes, you should.
Yes, you should. Yeah. Yeah. It's. I've always thought of that. Did I do that? No, I never did. I was a bad son, and I never thought of that. The first time I heard about it was Big Penny told me.
Yeah.
Big Penny told me that she sent our mom flowers her birthday all the time. And I thought, well, how come I never thought of that?
She goes, because
you're a guy. You don't think of that stuff. Oh. What? I'm going to have to go now try to eat. You guys are a little bit gross this morning. Oh, Troncat.
Oh,
sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry. Yes, but you should enjoy your breakfast. So go enjoy.
Enjoy.
We still care. We still love you.
Sorry, meow. Man. Yeah. Meow, 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 meow. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what was the gross part? Talking about pee?
Well,
stinking,
you're the one that's bringing up pee,
lady,
smelly feet, and parts. Mama parts and stuff.
Yeah, don't forget, mark it on your calendar. It's probably already marked on your calendar. Don't forget Mother's Day, May 8th.
Yes, and if you have to send a card or something, you need to be doing it this week. Now.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to the grandparents and the dads and the aunts and uncles for having to be mothers for some people.
You know, it's never, it's always better to send that stuff early than it is to send it late, I think. Yeah.
No, yeah, because it just takes forever to get anything. So
yeah.
It really is snail mail.
Well, the Postal Service is a little slow right now, as usual.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Yep.
Because, I remember 2 years ago getting a package on eBay, and it took almost 2 weeks to get to my house because it was a package come from California, and it took a detour through Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was like, OMG.
It went on vacation before it came to you. It's like, I'm going to go see the world.
Normally, it would take 2 to 3 business days for a package to get to me because mail, like getting a letter or a bill in the mail, like in an envelope, would take a day or two to get to you.
Right.
Or unless you pay $20 for express mail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're booking air flights, you know, airplanes and that kind of stuff, that's always bugged me when they, like, one time I had to go. Where did I have to go? I think I was going to Pratt & Whitney, and I think they're in Connecticut. And anyway, so I'm up here in Portland, Oregon. Seems to me a straight line along the top of the country from Oregon. If you got to do a stop, you stop in Chicago, change your flight, and go into New York, you know, into Connecticut that way. No. What did they have me do? They had me go down to Houston, back up to Chicago. Then, I mean, they have you zigzagging all over the country. That doesn't make sense to me. I mean, does it? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. It's like when we were going to go to Denver last year, Gina Jones, when we went to Denver. You know, it's like you want one or two stops in your flight. I don't want any stops in my flight.
Right,
I'm going
right
to Denver.
There.
It's just, it's just right there. I just want to go to Denver. It was hard to find a straight through flight. They wanted me to go to Phoenix, Houston, back up to Chicago, come into, you know, it's like, are you kidding me?
And have a layover, right?
Yeah, layovers. Yeah. You know, you save $20 on your ticket flight, but it gets you there like 5 hours later. But, right. I mean, you know.
You'll only get to spend a couple hours.
Usually the trick to like airfare being cheaper, you know, whether you book one way or you have a connecting flight, is you want to book those tickets well in advance.
Yeah, you do. You want to book them well in advance.
Because when you book last minute, you're paying more.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
That's how the airlines make their money.
It just doesn't make any sense the way they have that. And then they over. I asked Alexa what makes a woman happy, and the dang thing is still rambling on. Yeah.
She's still giving you advice, huh?
You know, another thing too is like, how do they get away with overbooking flights? That's never made any sense to me.
Yeah,
you know, the flights over, they overbook the flights. You know, I don't know. How do you do that?
Oh, well, good to see you.
Some of you, I did get a good deal though. They overbooked a flight, and they said, "We've overbooked this flight. We're going to need like 4 people. If you can stay and catch the next flight, we'll give you a free round trip ticket to anywhere in the continental United States, you know, and it's open for a year." Heck yeah. Give me that ticket. Hi, too saucy. Too much saucy.
Hi
saucy. How you feeling?
Hey, too much saucy. Hope you're feeling well.
But anyway, so I got that ticket, and that's how Grammy went and visited some relatives, you know, because she's always, you know, she wants to go see somebody. And I, hey, look, got a free round trip ticket right here.
Nice.
Hey, book it. Let's go. Go ahead. Yeah. Hi, John Rhodes. Good to see you. Hey, if you're new to the program, hit that follow button for us, will you? We're trying to hit 2,100 followers. And last I looked, we are 4 away, just 4 people. But traveling. I'm glad I don't travel like that anymore. I hate traveling.
4 away from 2,100.
I don't mind, like, the last time I traveled was when I went to go see you, Dina Jo. That was the last time I got on an airplane.
Yeah.
And that was a worthwhile trip, but I tell you what, that was like the trip.
What a pain in the butt.
That was like the trip from hell. Jeez.
I know. You know. It's like, I'm determined we're going to get there.
I know.
was delays from the get-go. The delays from I knew when I pulled into the Portland airport. The Portland airport is usually really easy in and out. No big deal. No big shakes. And I knew when I pulled into the airport I should have known anyway. When I pulled in the airport, they were doing work on the parking garage, and I had to go way out of my way to park over in a different place. I should have known right then that this is a sign. This is not going to be a good flight. Because then we got there, and we had to sit around and wait for the plane to leave. The plane was late because there was a storm on the Rocky Mountains, and we couldn't get to Colorado, you know. And about that time, I was thinking, should have took that flight down to Houston and come up from the south.
Oh, my goodness.
The airline gods were going, we tried to tell you, big guy.
Oh, but then you got off and the rental car gods were like.
Oh, holy moly.
It was insane.
That was a mess, too. The rental car place. And then I went to get on that stretch of freeway to take me to the city, and I went the wrong way. I started heading north instead of south, and it's like, oh
yeah. And if you've ever been to the Denver International Airport, you know that it's like out in the middle of nowhere, and so if you make a wrong turn, you have to go miles.
Yep.
In miles before you can turn, get
to
off,
an exit to turn around.
To exactly. Turn around and go back the next way. Hi, John Gale. Good to see you. So,
And then so, like, it took us almost as long to rent the car and get to your house as it did to fly from Portland, Oregon.
I bet.
So we get to the house. And poor Lewis, he answers the door. Oh, we're here. We finally made it. He goes, man, I tried to keep her up, but she said she was so tired, and so she went to bed. I go, well, what are we going to do? He goes, I'm going to go wake her up.
I wasn't in bed.
He said you were in bed.
I wasn't
in
bed. You
come down, you had sleep all over you. You
no. Kind of
you had a little drool on the side of your face.
My friend had just left. Yeah, and I just went and took all my makeup off, and I was
you
in
had
my
drool,
pajamas.
You had sleepers in your eyes.
Oh, dear Lord. He is just... I'm seeing I'll your post, nose is growing. Your nose is growing.
I'll post the picture.
Yeah, your nose is growing.
That was a fun trip. That was such a fun trip. It really was. Yeah. You come down, what, the French toast?
No, he told me, I'm like, what? Why did I said, and I was, we won't go into it because you know you guys have heard the story before, but I was mad because he had months to clean the house and he didn't do anything. So knowing somebody was clever, he could have helped me out.
I don't know, Dina Jo. A lot of the people may not have heard that story. But what's funny is we talked about it and he says, yeah, I'll try to straighten up a little bit. But if I get too crazy, start cleaning too much, she's going to want to know what's going on.
Yeah, he started cleaning the day you were coming when he came home late from work and we had company. So I thought something was going on. I was like, what are you doing? We have company. Why are you upstairs cleaning? Get down here. You're being rude. I was yelling at him. You're being rude. See, so he should have done it before. Hi, Filthy Retro. Rick Bridge, welcome.
Hi, Rick Bridge. I was trying to get there, and I wanted, and see, and I knew Steven was going to be there.
Yes.
And we were trying to get there while you were, you know, while you guys were all, you know, they're playing games in that. We thought that'd be kind of fun to get there
pizza,
when you're having
hanging out,
come barging in. And then we get there and we're starving because, you know, the last thing we ate was in the morning. And then now it's like 10 o'clock at night.
I know. It was like 10:30.
Do you got anything to eat, Dina Jo? Hi, Solar Flare.
Hi, Solar Flare. Good to see you.
Yeah, so she's fed us some leftover cold pizza. Here. She goes, here, eat this. Now, shut up. Where's Grammy? I'm going to go talk to Grammy.
It wasn't Domino's. We made it in the backyard. So there.
Oh, that's right. And then remember that, let's see, what was it? It was Saturday. That was Friday. But Saturday we cooked more pizza outside in your, because you guys had just got that pizza oven.
Uh-huh.
And man, I tell you what, you guys cranked out the pizzas. I think the best one you made was that,
the Mexican food one.
The carne asada. It had carne asada and green chili.
That was so good. I know. It was like an enchilada on a pizza plate.
It was delicious.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, Solar Flare.
Hi, CDS.
Cold pizza is the best. I love
cold pizza. And like I said, it was homemade. It was even better.
Yeah. Wow. No, you guys made you. There was two things that Dana Jo made while we were there that was just top notch. It was the pizzas, and then she made homemade burgers. Oh, my gosh. Those burgers were the best burgers I had ever had.
Hi, Angie. Good to see you.
Oh, John Gale. I didn't see you there.
But those burgers were the best burgers I'd ever had. I mean, I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you made your burger meat. I don't know. But, man, they were good.
The meat is just they're grass-fed burgers at Costco. And they're a little more expensive, but they are really, really good. They're a great size, and they have really good meat there.
Tasty, too.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was beef. It was, wasn't it, Angel? Oh, now you got me. Now Solar Flare's got me wondering. No, she didn't see.
Oh,
she didn't feed
wow.
Me
that's probably
meat.
Awesome, Ryan. Hi, Mr. Steels.
Oh, grind up a brisket. And a sirloin. Oh, now, but
yeah, to make his own.
Now, is that that's kind of lean? Isn't it that kind of? Isn't that a little too lean? Do you put anything in it like to add fat to the meat, Ryan? It seems like that would be kind of lean. I don't know.
Some brisket has fat on the outside of it if you're grinding it. That's I would love to be able to grind that, make your own patties. Oh my gosh, I bet those taste delicious.
Yeah, I love me a good burger. I really do. As far as buying a burger from a fast food place, we have Burger Kings here, as they're all over the country.
Yeah.
But I like their little junior, their Whopper, their junior Whopper Juniors. That's a good taste.
What's so good about them is because it's like it's char broiled. It's over flame. So it tastes so much different than ones that are just on a flat top. It's just a different taste to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got that little char. That's the good stuff right there.
Yep.
Oh, Hardee's is good too. But out in other states, it would be known as Carl's Jr.
Yeah. We have Carl's Jr.'s here, Eric. And they give Red Robin a run for their money as far as their gourmet burger.
I love Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.'s to me is like a Red Robin gourmet burger.
Yeah, Checkers and Rallies, they've also got a distinct taste with their hamburgers.
I don't think I've ever been to any of those. Oh,
hey, John Kent, welcome back, meow.
I believe I saw
done eating, John.
I saw a Checkers in Arizona. I don't think I've seen any Cheddar. We used to have a Fuddruckers in this area.
We used to have those here in Georgia too, but I think they've kind of disappeared.
I worked at, there was Fuddruckers in, it was Fuddruckers that I worked at. There was two of them, and they were exactly the same. And Fuddruckers in California, and they had the meat, they had the meat part where they had grind all their meat. Then they had the bakery where they made their buns. Then they had the ice cream shop where they made the milkshakes and stuff. And they always had that melted cheese. You could get the melted cheese on your burgers. Yeah. Oh my gosh, they were so good. And the caramelized grilled onions. Oh, yum.
Another hamburger chain I'm starting to notice show up here in Georgia is a chain called Freddy's. Their logo would be similar to like Friendly's that you would see in Massachusetts. And this is almost kind of like a competition to like Steak and Shake.
Never heard of any of those.
Freddy's. Yeah. Freddy's. We have Freddy's here. They're really good. In fact, but the only thing I would have to say, like their fries, they have those itty bitty, like shoestring fries, I guess.
Oh yes. And just like good. Steak and Shake does.
Yeah, but I would like bigger fries. But
we've got Five Guys here in Georgia too, D-Mac.
If you like In-N-Out and you have a Freddy's, you get the California burger that they have there and you get it without, they have just regular raw onions on it. Tell them no raw onions, give me grilled onions. And I swear it tastes just like an In-N-Out burger and you don't have to wait in line.
I tell you, grilled onions are the bomb. I love me some grilled onions. I used to eat patty melts all the time.
I did too.
And I loved them because it was like, wasn't it Swiss cheese, Dina Jo? Swiss cheese with grilled onions? Wasn't that what's on a patty melt? I think so.
Yeah, I think it is Swiss cheese. It's a white cheese for sure.
Swiss cheese,
grilled
onions,
believe, and a burger and mustard.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Actually, a patty melt had either sourdough or rye bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Patty melts.
And greasy. They're always greasy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I hated
those. Oh, yeah. Some of them have mushrooms on them, too. I've seen that before,
yep,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't care for those shoestring fries. Not me. Those are just too little. I like a nice meaty fry.
Yeah, and that's the same here. I'm grabbing like five of them to put in my little.
I think my favorite places for like meatier tasting French fries would be like Chick-fil-A for their waffle fries or Arby's for their curly fries.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or Red Robin for those big giant potato wedges.
Oh yeah.
Red Robin.
Oh, I made some potato wedges.
Oh yeah, yeah, and Red Robins—they're bottomless. You can get them over and over. And we have a place here,
and they are actually bottomless. At least out here, it's just like a ring. It's not actually. It looks like it's a little tin bowl that it comes in.
Oh yeah.
But they're bottomless.
Yeah.
There's no bottom on them.
And here we have a place called Killer Burger. We have a place here in Vancouver called Killer Burgers, and they have a peanut butter pickle bacon burger. Yeah, peanut butter pickle bacon burger. Mm-hmm. Dina Jo, I'm telling you what, this is a burger that will just knock you out of your shoes, pick you up, spin you around, and sit you back down and say, what about that? I mean, this burger is good. Peanut butter pickle bacon burger. Yes. And they make their own peanut sauce to go on it. Oh, my gosh. And they have bottomless, big bottomless table fries on that, too. I'm telling you. Oh, man, now I am starving. I'm starving to death here. Heart attacks. Speaking of heart attacks, Ralph, I know I've mentioned this before, but in Albany, Oregon, on First Street, in Albany, Oregon, there's a restaurant there called First Street Burgers. It's on First Street. You can go in there and you can get their cardiac arrest. And it's a big, it's like a 3/4 or a 1 pound burger patty with cheese, all the fixings. And it's not on a bun. It's made on top of two grilled cheese sandwiches for the bun with all that grilled burger and melted cheese and onions and all that stuff. And it's called the cardiac arrest.
I've never had truffle fries either. That guy.
Truffle fries?
Yeah, I've never had those. Mm-mm. I've had garlic fries.
We don't have a Fat Shack around here, Tron Cat. Not that I'm aware of. Fat Shack? Fat Shack. Fat. F-A-T. Fat Shack.
I don't know where that's.
Never heard of that either.
You know the best fries, though, Dina Jo, the best fries around are when we had them in England, when we had fish and chips. And the reason they were better is because they put that balsamic vinegar on them. I've never had that on French fries or table, you know, big fries before. Have you tried balsamic vinegar on your French fries?
Yes. Are you talking about the thick balsamic? Or are you talking about like the malt liquor? Yes,
I didn't know there was a different type. All I know is balsamic vinegar. I don't know.
Yes. There's a reduction one. It's what is it called? It's balsamic, and they reduce it. Somebody in the chat, if you know what I'm talking about, and it's thicker than a normal. I know the name of it. It's so good. It's like a thick, and you can kind of drizzle it. It doesn't run. It's not as runny as a normal balsamic is kind of runny. You know, you can use it. in your salad dressings and stuff. This stuff is rendered down so that it's thicker and it's like a glaze. It's like a balsamic glaze. I think maybe that's what it is. Balsamic glaze.
I don't know. All I know it makes those potatoes pop. I mean, it really does.
Yeah, they have a fig one too. There's a pizza place out here. It's called Mod Pizza, M-O-D. And they have the balsamic glaze and they also have a fig glaze. And it is so good. And you can get it with your pizza.
Welcome,
so,
Sally. Welcome, Flavor.
Hi, Flavor. Hi, Sally.
Well, all I know is are those truffle fries now, because they're truffles, are they expensive? Are truffle?
Is it with the oil or is it with the actual truffle mushroom?
Oh, that's right. Because you could use truffle oil, huh?
Yes, which is still expensive. Hi, Mike. It's still a little more expensive, but I wonder if it's with the oil that they kind of like they cook them and then they kind of put it in the oil afterwards, or is it with the mushrooms itself?
I don't know.
It's made with the oil.
Well, now that we've got everybody hungry.
Yeah.
Go get that cheeseburger. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo. Hey, real quick before you go, Dina Jo. Hey, Shannon, I see you said hi to Mike Tampa Bay. You said, hey, now. Did you used to watch that, the Barry Sanders show? Because it was a take on a late night TV show, Barry Sanders. And his Ed McMahon on that show used to go, hey, now. And here's Barry. I know. All right. I'm sorry. No, she said no. No.
No. All right, Wednesday, April 17th, we are going to go over some one-hit wonders of this that every 60s kids should know. We're going to dig into the rich history of some of the one-hit wonders. We've picked 24, and we'll see if little Jimmy can remember some of these. I know the first one he will for sure.
Hey, don't give out my secret name, my secret identity.
Oh, geez, you've said it a million times, Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. Spider-Man.
Chihuahua.
I know. All right. The first one is the Archies with Sugar Sugar. In 1969, socially relevant songs that focused on a divided America, kind of sounds like now, were all the rage. But somehow, the saccharine sweet pop hit Sugar Sugar managed to find its place on the Billboard charts and held in place on the Billboard Hot 100 for 22 weeks. The band, a fictitious one, was the cartoon comic crew, the Archies, from the famed comics and performed by a talented crew of studio artists. Archie Andrews and his friends, Reggie, Jughead, Betty, and Veronica, had their own show, the Archies, in 1968. Here are the Archies with Sugar Sugar.
Everybody,
come on.
Sugar, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Veronica, come on over here.
Hi, Betty. That's Sugar Sugar by the Archies. That was funny. Didn't they? They had some other hits too, didn't they, Dina Jo?
Oh yeah.
The Archies.
The whole album was fun. Yeah, I remember that.
I remember watching the cartoon show, the Archies. Yeah.
Exactly. First music one. Mm-hmm. All right. Number two is Celia Black. I don't know who she is. You're My World. Priscilla Marie Veronica White, better known as Celia Black, was a coat check girl turned singer who had a fan in then Beatles and fellow Liverpool native John Lennon. While she was only had one hit in the United States with You Are My World, this one-hit wonder marked her second UK song to hit number one. Black covered Dionne Warwick's Anyone Who Had a Heart that topped the UK charts. Here is Celia Black with You Are My World.
Yeah, rounding third, the test will be Friday. I have never heard of this song. I've never heard of this song, Dina Jones.
Hi, Billy Crazy Lady. So you don't know her, huh?
No.
You're my world, you're every breath I take. You're my world, you're every move.
Nope, and this is from her album, The Best of 1963 to 1970. Any of you guys hear this? Remember the song?
I don't.
But for me, they shine within your eyes.
The sound of her voice kind of reminds me of Karen Carpenter, but the melody kind of reminds me of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that, Eric. To you
for love. Your hand.
Oh. What? What happened?
It sounds like an opera singer there.
I feel a part.
Oh, no, I didn't do nothing. That's it. She changed her voice.
That was weird. Oh, that's. I don't know.
That was great.
She just totally changed. Like, it sounded like a totally different person singing.
Yeah, that's weird.
All right.
Well, that's Celia Black. You're My World. Just throwing us a curveball.
So you don't know that one. We'll see if you know this guy. Bruce Channel with Hey Baby. I think that's how it goes. With its background harmonics and fun lyrics, Hey Baby, it was no wonder the song appealed to audiences in 1961. Musician Delbert McClinton toured with singer Bruce Channel and even gave the young John Lennon, who just started out with the Beatles, some harmonica tips. This was the first Hot 100 number one with the exclamation point in its title. Several country stars have covered the track, most notably Anne Murray, whose 1982 version topped the Canadian country chart and reached number 7 in the U.S. I never considered Anne Murray country, but okay. Here is Bruce Channel with Hey Baby. Am I thinking of the same song? No, totally not.
But I do remember this song.
I do remember this song.
I remember this song. Bruce Channel. Hey, babe. Oh, his voice changed too.
Oh, maybe it was the way it was recorded, you know, the records or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
I still can't get over that Celia Black song, how her voice changed.
Yeah, it really changed.
It's like she was singing this, oh, little. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it just sounded like shocked. A totally different person. Okay, The Shantays with Pipeline, an instrumental one-hit wonder that is worth remembering. The Shantays were known as a surf rock band from Orange County, California. The five members came together at Santa Ana High School and managed to score a major hit with Pipeline in 1963. Two members, Bob Spickard and Brian Carman, wrote the song when they were seniors in high school. Here are The Shantays with Pipeline.
Oh, this was rocking, baby.
Yeah,
I remember
this is good.
Yeah. one of the first songs I learned to play on the guitar.
Clint's essential beach song.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Lady Me.
The Shantays and the Ventures. They had this kind of music. I mean, it's all this kind of music.
Yeah.
Here we go. Big part. Ready? Kind of makes you want to just. This is roller rink music. Get your roller skates on.
Exactly.
Pipeline by the Shantays.
Awesome. All right, number five on our list today is going to be Mark Dining with Teen Angel.
Mark Dining performed this 1960 song.
No crying. Song co-written by his sister Jean and her husband. The track hit the Billboard Hot 100 and stayed there for 5 weeks, while Mark Dining never had another hit. The song found its way till the silver screen's Teen Angel can be heard in the 1973 George Lucas coming of age American Graffiti. Here is Mark Dining with Teen Angel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel.
No, no, Teen Angel. What happened?
That fateful night.
No.
Don't go.
A car will stop.
Oh.
No.
Up on the railroad.
Not the railroad tracks.
Get out of the car,
I
dummy.
Oh, she got out.
But you.
No, she went rubbing back. No.
Teen Angel.
Teen Angel.
Teen Angel.
No, don't go back to the car.
Why?
Oh, my God.
And am I still your
I can't take it anymore. I got to turn
All right, off. Then let's go. Move
Mark
on
Dining, Teen Angel. You know, that would be a Teen Angel. He should look and it'd probably be like maybe one show. But find all these other teen death songs that they put out back then.
Oh, everybody was dying. They're out there, yeah.
Oh, we'd be crying. Okay.
Well, here's another one. He's singing to the Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. This upbeat chart-topping song from Mountain, Massachusetts native Norman Greenbaum is featured in more than 30 featured films, including Apollo 13. In a memorable scene where the astronauts broadcast back to Earth, Spirit in the Sky soared up to the pop charts and sold more than 2 million copies. Greenbaum said in an interview, he set out to write a religious rock song. He is Jewish, but instead of using Jewish words for God, he used Jesus because he thought it would be more marketable. It took months for Greenbaum to finish the music, but the lyrics came real quickly. Interesting fact, we also learned about Norman. He used to run a goat farm. Greenbaum with Spirit in the Sky.
This is always in all the Vietnam movies, too.
Yeah, like war movies, right?
Yeah, the Vietnam War movies. This is a good song.
Yeah, I think it's good, too. The music is great. The music's great.
Come on, you know you're all bobbing your heads right now. Was that a SpongeBob laugh, did you show?
No, I was trying to do a goat.
Let's crank it up a little bit.
When I lay me down to die, going up to the Spirit in the Sky. Going up to the Spirit in the Sky.
Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky. Yeah, that's a good song right there.
Now, yeah, I was gonna say. Now I know you knew that song. This next one.
When I saw this one,
I didn't know he sung.
He don't. Wait till you hear this. He don't sing. But when I saw this one, I busted up laughing. I go, oh my gosh! I go, Grammy, come here.
All right. Ahead. Number seven is Lauren Green. And that was the guy from Bonanza, right?
That was the old man. That was the old man. That was Mr. Bonanza. Lauren Green. The dad.
Oh, good.
The dad,
Tuttles,
the little Joe and Hoss and Ben.
Okay. Well, he sung a song called Ringo. This hit single featured Canadian actor Lauren Green speaking through much of the song, which tells the wondrous tales of an infamous gunslinger named Ringo in his snafu with the lawmen of the Old West. It topped the Billboard charts, most of the dismay of many music aficionados. Here is Lauren Green with Ringo.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse.
Yeah.
Say a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back.
Yeah, that coward.
There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints.
Hi, Jason.
But every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man.
A man.
Welcome.
Tell us about it, Lorne.
Hey, Jason.
Ringo.
He lay face down in the desert sand, clutching his six
cowboy hat.
Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Yeah!
Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he
listen up,
fast,
everybody.
And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No
sounds like a Western, I can tell.
Ringo.
Get your horse, Roundy Third. Let's go. Get your hat.
This is off his album, Welcome to the Ponderosa.
One day we rode the mountain crest.
Well, that makes sense.
I went east.
This could easily pass for a theme song to a Western TV show.
While he spread terror near and far.
Yeah.
With lead and blood, he gained such fame all through the West. They feared the name.
You can picture him sitting around the fireplace telling this story to Hoss. Little Joe.
I knew someday I'd face the test. Which one of us would be the
thanks,
best?
Thanks, Lauren Green. Lauren Green.
Ringo.
Trying to sing Ringo. I could see him doing it. I could see him doing it, and they go, "Hey, okay, here we go." And then he's going, the producers are going, you know, Lauren, why don't you just kind of speak
talk.
The lines instead of trying to sing them, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, fun listening to Joe.
Wait, I got one more.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
We don't. That's seven.
No, there was eight today. There's eight on each day. Look, you didn't do it. There's eight on each day.
Uh-oh. Well, you'll have to tell me what it is because I don't have it.
It's the Human Bends with Nobody But Me.
Human Bends?
Yeah, it's B-E-I-N-Z. Nobody But Me.
Got it.
Okay. It was released in 1968. Nobody But Me was filled with the word no. Most critics, music critic David Marsh, who called it the most negative song to ever hit the top 40, claimed no is stuttered more than 100 times, while the word nobody appears 46 times. The dances mentioned in the song include the shingling, the skate, the boogaloo, and the filly. The Human Bends was a band from Ohio whose members performed mostly in bars until they hit the big time with this track. Here is the Human Bends with Nobody But Me.
Okay.
Welcome back, Young Class Funny.
Yes, this is a good one. I remember.
No. Put on your big knee-high boots, your go-go boots, and let's start dancing.
This song was also featured in a Capital One commercial where the answer is always no.
Oh, I did not know that, Eric.
It was like probably 10, 15 years ago, you know, the commercial starring David Spade and of course, as the tagline of Capital One, it says, what's in your wallet?
I did not know that.
That's funny.
Hey, you can look it up on YouTube later.
Nobody. Oh, yeah.
Well, they pulled it off.
Yeah, nobody but me.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie 7. Good to see you.
Yeah.
They pulled it off for it being a negative song. They pulled it off. Well, we normally have 7, but this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I have 8 on each
one. Oh, I'm glad you told me. Mm-hmm. I guess I need to pay attention.
Somebody wasn't paying attention.
Thanks, Tina Jo.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tina Jo. Goodness. I was going to say, have you ever known me to pay attention? No, I just kidding. Oh, that was good. That was good. Hi, Robin 7. Nice to see you. Welcome to our show.
Oh, no sorries, crazy lady. We understand.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the show. Appreciate you all coming in. And if you're new to the show, hit that follow button for us. We're on a mission to hit 2,100 followers. That'd be nice if
we
could hit that.
It would be awesome.
On our 2-year anniversary. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then don't forget in May 6th, we have our 12th edition of the Cooking with Tina Jo and Grammy show, where the girls take
over potatoes
and talk about everything potatoes. This one's going to be potatoes, which goes with the last show, which was bacon, you know. So you can find those cooking shows on the download, wherever you download your shows. And they are playing every Sunday. They're playing on the WESN network. They're playing there too.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have any recipes or anything or any ways of cooking, like eating your potatoes and want to share it? Please come in and share it with us. We'd love it.
Cooking potatoes. I love me. You know what I like? I like potatoes and onions. Just potatoes and onions grilled in a cast iron skillet.
Cast iron skillet.
Man, I'm telling you what, that's good food right there. Camping food. I love me some camping food. What was I going to tell you? Do some truffle fries. Oh, see, you can talk about truffle fries. Yeah.
I'll have to look into this and see how they're cooked and tell somebody, you know, talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I have heard of them. Just, you know, never tried them. I don't know that I've ever been anywhere where they've had truffle fries. It sounds hoity-toity.
It is. It is.
Oh, garlic. Yeah. See, you know what? I just printed a recipe for garlic and Parmesan. I don't remember if it was fries or it was late last night, or they were sliced, but they were something with garlic and Parmesan. Yeah. There's all kinds of yummy. It's all in the spices.
Hey, I posted a little thing that we have other shows. Not only can you catch our replay of this morning show on the WESN, but we also have the Old Man's Blues show. We have classical music for a Sunday morning, the Cooking with Tina Jo and Grammy on the WESN. Download that app, that phone app, and check them out. They got a little donation drive thing going right now. If you can, donate little bucks. Donate some bucks to the WESN. Let's keep that radio station alive because they got tons of great music and provocative conversation.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, I haven't done this in a long time. Let me do this before we run out of time.
Oh, no.
Hey, I found this new service on Twitter.
I thought you were going to blow the horn or something.
Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help. From retweeting your
myself
tweets
for that.
To a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want
Corey,
the world to see.
Hi, BXP.
Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's OVER. LORDSHOP.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
Mm-hmm. And they've done
you mean this, Tina Jo?
Oh my Lord, have mercy.
When I said I haven't done this for a long time, and you went, I go, yeah, she's expecting that big old harp. There's Matt.
Hi,
Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh,
he shoots and scores.
Hey, Matthew.
Man, it's good time. Yeah.
Well, it's National Devil Dog Day. If you guys have those out there by you, I've never heard of them before. It just looks like a What are those little Debbie? Well, it's a long one. It looks like those little Debbie chocolate devil cakes with cream in the middle, but it's long. Uh-huh. It's called a devil dog.
I have never heard of that.
Huh. Me neither. Anybody else heard of it? Oh, Mr. Steels knows what a devil dog is. So I wonder if it's only in certain parts of the United States they have products and other places don't. But that's kind of what it looks like, right? Devil dog. It's like a devil foods cake, chocolate, and then the marshmallow mushy stuff in the middle.
John Gale says kind of like a Hostess.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The Suzy Q's are long too, right? Yeah.
They're not long, but they're not that long. Yeah.
Like a rectangular shape instead of a circle or something like
Welcome
that.
Welcome, Z-Bird.
Yeah. What was that? Circle?
Something like that. Yeah.
Devil dog. Yeah, Ralph says he thought it was some kind of military thing. That's what I was thinking, too.
Go enjoy yourself a devil dog. A military
devil dog.
Oh, zingers. I used to love me some zingers. The red and white ones. Oh,
those are all imitation Twinkies, man. Come on.
No, I know, with sugar, but they have coconut on them.
I think the question about those Hostess brand snack cakes, where's the cream filling?
Yeah.
I love those commercials.
Yeah, see, Marines are called devil
Marines
dogs.
Are called devil dogs. Yeah, you're right. It's all fake food and terrible for you.
Did you know that today is administrative...
Administrative day?
Professionals day? Yeah.
Yes.
That used to be called Secretary's Day.
That's sexist, so we can't do that anymore.
Actually, if they would think about it, secretary is a word that means keeps secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, I like the term secretary better because, you know, think about it. The boss's secretary, she knows everything that's going on and she keeps the secrets because, she's kind of like the boss's number one person there, you know. Yeah.
Hi, Benson.
Anyway.
Oh, no, I agree with you. Only crazy. It is totally chemicals. That's probably what. Don't they say Twinkies? They can last forever or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Twinkies and Spam. I'm telling you. They'll be around forever.
Well, it's like all sugar and, I could never, ever eat Twinkies because they gave me such bad headaches.
Hey, Benson. The urban legend about a Twinkie. I don't know if this is true or not, that it, along with a cockroach, could survive a nuclear holocaust.
See?
And spam, Eric. Add spam for that. I might have to have a Twinkie.
How would John Gale mention something to eat during the apocalypse?
I'm going to have a Twinkie Spam.
But I don't know whether Hostess sales figures are up for that.
Oh. You're going to have
I used to love me some Twinkies
sandwich,
when I was a kid, man. I love Twinkies. Every now and then, Grammy will come back from the store and she'll go, I bought you something. Really? What'd you get me? And then she'll hand me a couple of Twinkies. Oh, thank you. I love Twinkies.
If I had to pick between Hostess snack cakes and Little Debbie's, I'd probably take Little Debbie's.
Yeah. Rounding third. Are you daring me to eat a Twinkie Spam sandwich? Oh, man. I mean, I'd eat that in a heartbeat. I could do it right now. I got it.
Ugh.
I mean, was Rounding Third, was he coming to the show when I ate the Oreo cookie Spam sandwich?
I don't know.
Mm. Maybe so, but in case he missed it, the video is still on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
come on, Shannon. It's not that bad. It was good. Anything else, Dina Joe, real quick? We're running down to the last minute.
No, I closed it down.
You closed it. That's it. You're done.
Oh, T-Gun deep fried Oreos just the other day, he says.
I've never had a deep fried Oreo.
You could deep fry Twinkies, too.
Yeah, I've never had. They do. I've seen them sold at.
Yeah, I've seen them at the Renaissance Festival. They have all that deep fried stuff.
And at the county fair. County fair, they have that stuff too. I would try a deep fried Twinkie. I would. I'd try one. Yeah. I would.
Oh.
Well, all right. Now that we got everybody hungry, now we got everybody's stomachs upset.
Well, we're entering the lunch hour here on the East Coast.
Yum! Get out there and get yourself some Twinkies. Deep fried Snickers. Yeah.
I wonder how they do that without melting it. I wonder how they do
I guess the chocolate coating just melted there.
Well, how do they do deep fried ice cream, Dina Jo? I don't know.
I know they roll it and stuff, but...
I have no idea.
They do.
Yeah.
You can deep fry anything, I guess.
I'm sure. You just got to do it fast.
Yeah. Say, Eric, you want to promote some shows that are coming on today?
Makes sense.
Well, coming up on Podbean, I know Milk Dog is on right now, and I'm sure, you know, a couple of friends will probably be chilling with him, and Jeff Moore and Frankie D, they're on this afternoon along with a couple other friends. John Gale will be on today at 5 p.m. Eastern time with his TalkNet Live, and I would certainly encourage friends to check him out if they haven't already done so, and then Slack Ready 2 Alpha and the Beans and Weenie Show in primetime, be on lookout for them. And of course, the favorite part of the Beans and Weenie Show is when Scooter and Bubba ask, Spanky, do you even care? And then their ongoing trivia game where you could win money and slightly could double it at the poker table. And then I know we're back tomorrow morning, and Ralph and a few other friends coming up a little bit later this week, so be on the lookout for them.
Yes. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, everybody. And thank you for making us your morning or your early afternoon podcast that you tune in and listen to. We appreciate and love all you guys to death. You guys are our pod people, and we love you to death. Thanks for tuning in.
We do.
Listen, yeah, don't forget Friday, our two-year birthday.
Come in and promote your show.
And promote your podcast show. Friday is also... Come in and promote your podcast. Come into the chat room. Let everybody know when it's on. What a little brief description and where they can find it. And let's check it out. Speaking of where you can find it too, we are also now on Samsung Podcast and Pandora. You can find us on Pandora. That makes it about, I think that's 17, 18 platforms we're on now. Good times. Good times. And now I'll find a word from our own little Twinkie, Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We appreciate you guys so very much. Thanks for coming in and supporting us and giggling with us. I thought about this today, and I am so grateful for all of you. You guys are all my friends, and I look forward to spending time with my friends every morning. It makes me happy. So thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day.
Hey,
talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Twinkie. And yes, there will be more of Dina Joe's music show tomorrow. Her music history show will be finished off. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. Have a great day.
Oh, my gosh.
Flying Ham, you got it right at the end, buddy. Have a great day, everybody.
Flying Ham's got to be here on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Friday, our birthday. Hey, our music's done. We're out of here. We got to go. We can't talk anymore.
Love you, and God bless you. See you around Podbean, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, guys.
Hey, Paul, we're wrapping up. Give us a follow.
Bye, everybody. Later, Gators.